Folks, just behind me here is the pulpit fall in our church in Lisburn, Lisburn Free Presbyterian Church. And it's got the old-fashioned Presbyterian blue. And then, of course, the image of the burning bush, which for many, many years in Scotland, in Ireland, in this part of the world as well, the burning bush has been a symbol of Presbyterianism over many, many years and many generations. And just below the image of the burning bush, you've got a little motif there with a Latin phrase on it, ardens sed verens, which means burning but not consumed. Burning but not consumed. And that's the symbol of Irish Presbyterianism. And it has been for many, many years. Because a long, long time ago, the Presbyterian Church in Ireland and in Scotland and in other places endured much affliction and much persecution. And they came up with this phrase, burning but not consumed. And it takes us away back to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, whenever God called Moses. And we read in Exodus chapter 3, let me just read the first three verses of the chapter. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And so God used that burning bush to get Moses' attention. It wasn't so much the bush. It wasn't even the fact that the bush was burning, because that could happen betimes. But the strange thing was, the bush was burning, but it was not destroyed. It wasn't burned up. It wasn't consumed. It went on burning and burning and burning. And yet at the same time, the bush still seemed to be flourishing. It didn't wither. It didn't go dry. It wasn't burned to a crisp. It wasn't reduced to ashes. The bush burned, but was not consumed. And the old Presbyterians made that their prayer, that though they were persecuted, that they might shine brightly for God, and they would not be consumed, but they would go on thriving and being fruitful. And in many respects, that's how it should be with every Christian. The Bible in Acts chapter 2 speaks about the early church. Assembled together with one accord in one place, they were praying. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, the sound that came from heaven. And it filled the house where they were gathered, it filled the room they were sitting in. But they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire. And they went out like firebrands, preaching the gospel, telling men and women about the Saviour, at the same time being persecuted, but they were not consumed. Because whenever the church is under persecution, and believers get their vision and their focus and their priorities right, and experience the infilling of the Holy Ghost, there's nothing that is able to stop the onward march of truth and the onward march of the gospel. And yet the Bible itself is a book that men have tried to dilute, destroy, deride, a book that men hate and despise, and over many years all sorts of attacks have been made on the Word of God. Kings and tyrants have tried to burn it and destroy it that way. Others have tried to undermine its teaching. Higher critics have come along and cast doubt and scorn upon the Word of God. And yet today the Bible stands like a rock undaunted through all of the rolling years of time. And it stands as a book burning, but not consumed. And then we think about the great eternity. The Bible speaks about a wonderful heaven for those who love and know Jesus Christ. But there's also a challenge to those who do not know him. The Word of God speaks about unquenchable fire, a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Every single person here, listening today, watching online, joining us over the World Wide Web, there's coming a day whenever we will stand before Almighty God. There's coming a day whenever there's going to be a great resurrection, and every single one of us will receive a resurrection body. Some will receive a resurrection body like unto that of Christ. Others will receive a resurrection body that the Bible describes as being a body of corruption, a body that's contemptible. And yet that body, cast into the lake of fire for all eternity, will burn, but will not be consumed. So there are many lessons from the old burning bush, and we trust that God will write his word upon our hearts today, and wherever you are, that the Lord will speak to you and you'll come to really serve and know the Lord and blaze a trail for him. May God set his church on fire again, and may God bless his word to our hearts today. See you next time, folks. We appreciate you joining us. May God bless you in the Savior's name. Amen.